Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. As real estate investors, we're often conditioned to focus on the real estate aspects and not so much on the operational aspects of running an active business. After all, we're real estate people, not corporate managers. On today's episode, I'd like to challenge that way of thinking. But first, let's thank our sponsor. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee in Panama. This coffee sells at a premium price to the commodity coffee market. You can buy half-acre segments of a farm for as little as $18,000, and your parcel will generate cash flow in perpetuity. The idea of owning a recession-proof offshore investment is intriguing. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back, and we are talking about how to bring the right people into your team. Last week, we talked about the hiring fallacy, that is, the fallacy that you cannot afford to hire people. The fact is, the right people will not cost you money, they will make you money. The wrong people cost you money. So how do you bring the right people into your team? First of all, people come into your business in one of four different capacities. Number one, they could be a partner. Number two, an employee, either full-time or part-time. Number three, a consultant or a contractor. And number four, an advisor. You want to make a conscious decision about any given function in your business, which of these four roles you're going to recruit into. For example, would you make a bookkeeper your partner? Well, probably not. Bookkeeping is not a core function that defines the personality or culture of a business. Would you outsource raising capital to a contractor? You probably wouldn't do that either. Capital raising is a core function. So let's say you figured out that you want your construction manager to be a partner. And today we're going to focus on the people who are partners in your business. Now, you've got seven key roles in any organization. We've talked about this before on the podcast. I don't care if you're talking about running a restaurant, a technology company, or a real estate development business. You've got to have those same core functions. Each of these areas are distinct and they require skills that are specific to that area. You need to engage people who are not like you. They've got to be different from you. Now, I often say if there's two people in a company that think exactly alike, one of you is redundant. So you've got to have diversity of skills, diversity of thought. It's so essential. Unfortunately, that's nowhere near enough. And this is an area where, in my opinion, traditional human resource management has it wrong. Traditional HR focuses on skills rather than attributes. I'd like to borrow some content from a fantastic book called Who, W-H-O, written by Jeff Smart. And what I've discovered is that when there's been a bad hire in the past, it's not because of a lack of skill, but in fact, a mismatch between the attributes of the hire and what is required for the job. There's five main attributes that Jeff talks about in his book that really matter when bringing someone into your team. So number one is chemistry. If you don't have the right chemistry, it's going to be very difficult for you to work together in the long term. Number two is commitment. Number three, the person has to be coachable. Number four, they've got to be competent. They've got to have the requisite skills to get the job done. And number five, their ego has to be in check. And if any one of those or more than one of those is missing, it's not going to work. It's going to result in a mismatch. It's going to result in a partnership that's going to fall apart. Just like we talk about alignment when you're raising money, there also needs to be alignment between the needs for the company and the needs for the partner. If there isn't good enough a match, it's not going to work. When you bring a partner into the business, you need alignment on a number of fundamental questions. In my experience, most partnerships fall apart when there's a mismatch between the expectations of partners. For example, if a business generates a profit, how much of that profit should be reinvested in the business versus paid out to the partners? If you don't have alignment on that basic question, the partnership probably is not going to last. It's so important to have that alignment. And when you're contemplating a partnership, to sit down and ask those tough questions. Make sure that you are having the conversation before the heat of the moment, how you're going to deal with those types of situations. What happens if someone has a health issue and can't fulfill their role? What if someone has an issue, let's say, in their family and they need to take time away and they can't fully contribute? When there are mismatches in contribution between partners, that can be enough to destabilize a partnership. You got to have those conversations at the very beginning. So it's not just about hiring the right skills or attracting the right skills. You've got to make sure that you have those five elements. Number one, chemistry. Number two, commitment. Number three, coachable. Number four, competence. And number five, their ego has to be in check. As you're thinking about that, take a look at who you've got as part of your business and make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.